Can you talk a little bit about the data that we have in terms of CarboGem and what your clinical experience is with it?
So in the Pfisterer paper, the patients who received the combination had a reduced dose of the carboplatin. So they received carbo-AUC of 4, and then they received gemcitabine, 1,000 milligrams per meter squared on day 1 and day 8. And that, from a myelosuppressive viewpoint, is certainly more, and that was definitely noted in the paper, that the degree of myelosuppression was higher than the single-agent carboplatin. So certainly an active regimen. The degree of progression-free survival improvement, obviously we would like it always to be longer, but I think if you're looking at wanting to bring somebody out of trouble, look for responses. Two drugs always give better response rates than one drug.
Any other side effects, toxicity issues other than myelosuppression?
So with the gemcitabine, there can be rashes. There can be pulmonary toxicity. Anytime you reuse carboplatin, we're seeing the incidence of hypersensitivity reactions. We've seen about 30% risk for all of our patients who are retreated with carboplatin. So that's certainly something to think about too.